Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff that you can listen, you can read, you can ask questions, you can check out my blog, you can subscribe to my newsletter, you can take our poll question. In fact, I hope you'll do that. Right there on the homepage, different question every week. We want to know what you think. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far right away. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also, I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/Jim Blasingame, and facebook.com/Jim Blasingame. Check out my fan page there. And so we got Mary Lou Quinlan with us. She's a good friend of ours, member of our Brain Trust, the author of What She's Not Telling You. That's the name of her book. But and then her company's called Just Ask a Woman. And give us the website, Mary Lou.
Oh, the website is justaskawoman.com.
There you go. And Mary Lou, we're talking about user-generated content, the 21st century version of word of mouth. I love this little line that you have in some of the material you sent me. Woman's warp speed word of mouth. Now, isn't that redundant?
Maybe I was just putting a little highlighter pen under it there. Yeah.
Woman's warp speed word of mouth. That just sounds like, you know, it's just redundant to me.
It's just that when you add the digital power behind it, I've watched, for instance, people want to figure out something's wrong with them, a health situation, and they'll send it out, to their Facebook friends mm-hmm. and to their other community friends, and they get answers so quickly, multiple answers. Yeah. It's as if everybody is just sitting there clicking away on their, their BlackBerry, their computer.
Social media was made for women, isn't it?
It's perfect. I'm sorry that I have a little bit of a cold today.
Sorry.
It's perfect for women because they are on the go.
They're collaborating. You're collaborating creatures.
We like to share what we know and what we care about, and we like to keep other people from making mistakes, and we also like to take down anybody that gives us a problem. So that's another thing that, the quick reco can also be the quick bad, mm-hmm. bad check mark on some brand, and women will pass that just as fast. In fact, faster.
How are women taking to things like some of the newer marketing platforms like Groupon, for example? Groupon is like the Google of this world, but there are a number of them. But how are women dealing with those things?
Well, women love it because women love a deal. Women are the big shoppers. They buy most of what is sold, and therefore, especially after the last couple of years with the economy, they've become back to their, earlier coupon clicking days. And now mm-hmm. a lot of it is online. And Groupon is a kind of coupon because it's a way to get a deal on something and to share the deal when you get it. So the good news is I just give you two examples that I've been watching as business examples. Near where I am here in New York, there's a hair salon that supposedly is one of the top Groupon businesses. They've had such success that Groupon continues to use them. And I think what's great, because it is women, is that they have figured out what to do with these Groupon customers when they come. I think a lot of businesses might say, whoa, I'm going to do a Groupon, but then they just figure it's a free game. Look at all these customers walking through the door. What can happen is you have all these women walking through the door. The women who are the regulars are like, Who's taking up all my time?
Yeah, I'm paying full price, and they're getting it at half price.
Exactly, and I'm the loyal customer. And so I know what this fella does who runs the salon. He purposely schedules his Groupon people at certain wedges of times when he knows he has downtime, when his regular customers are not demanding him. So therefore, he can satisfy them.
But see, this is the issue that some people are complaining about Groupon, is it's undermining the price structure of the company. And so if I'm a regular and I've been paying, $75 for a cut and color or $100 or whatever it is, and here comes somebody and I just happen to find out that they were there just before me and they got it for $50, isn't that causing a problem with the price structure?
Well, I think it can, because it does cause resentment and you feel like, give me the same deal.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how businesses are going to balance it. I think that's why this guy does a good job of kind of isolating them because he asks on the phone, oh, is this a Groupon? And they say yes. And when he says that, then he'll say, oh, the appointment's
but
are between 3 and 4:30.
He's playing with fire here, isn't he? Having
well,
two different classes of people?
Could be, except you know what he's done is that he converts them to, I'll call them real customers, after that one Groupon visit.
Yeah.
So he definitely moves them into that column with a really good experience.
So they don't get to continue that price forever.
One time.
It's a one-time thing.
One time.
Right, I got you. And you're right. I mean, especially if, you know, I know how devoted women are to their the hairstylists that they like, that they get them. And so they find somebody, and they'll come back regardless of what it costs.
Right. I think, you know, there's another funny side effect that women notice is that another business that I'm aware of that I'm part of, it's a yoga studio, and it's women. And usually it's real quiet in the morning, 6 people maybe.
Yeah.
Well, when they do a Groupon deal, all of a sudden it's like 20 strangers will walk in, and they're loud, and they take up all the space. And they and all we can think is, when will this be over? When will Groupon stop?
So that's the point here that I think we need to get across, folks, is there are dynamics to the Groupon experience that you need to be aware of and understand how it's going to impact your organization and how it's going to impact your regular clientele, right?
Exactly. And also, and when you get those Groupon customers, how you treat them so that they aren't a one-shot deal,
right,
so you haven't just wasted your money.
You can't just do the Groupon. You got to have a strategy, and you got to understand what the side effects could be and be prepared for it. So I think that's good advice there, Mary Lou. Thank you for being here. As always, and the book is called What She's Not Telling You, and her company is called Just Ask a Woman. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find her online. Mary Lou, come back again real soon.
I would love to, Jim. You have a great day.
You too. Mary Lou Quinlan, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.